Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
If you and your partner are experiencing infertility, in vitro may be the right option for you. You know, it's a complex procedure that involves many steps. My guest is Carla Lundblad. She's a licensed therapist who counsels prospective IVF patients. So, Carla, tell us a little bit about in vitro fertilization, sort of the steps. I know that the first line of defense may be some medications, you know, make more eggs drop around. Speak about these levels, the steps someone might go through.
Well, you know, as a fertility expert, I do have a professional background, but I'm also the proud mother of an IVF donor child, and I know all too well the process involved. And I think even before that, it's the process of the couple having that difficult conversation, thinking that, you know, we can't do this, so what are our next steps?
Well, how long? You know, that's a great question. I must have asked my gynae 16 times. How long are you supposed to wait before you do realize or you come to this kind of decision, I don't think it's going to happen for us?
Well, I think there's quite a few myths out there. You know, you can hear anywhere from 6 months to a year, maybe longer. A lot of times they talk about age. We used to say that about 35, you have to be concerned about infertility. But now the research is showing, since it can take, you know, 3 to 5 years to get a result that you want, that looking at infertility at 30 might be a better alternative. In addition to that, there are environmental and medical things to consider that can affect your infertility as you move on. And then, you know, there's a pretty staggering statistic. 1 in 8 people will have fertility issues, and I don't really think calling them issues does it justice. They're problems. They're significant problems.
Okay, so you've determined that you do have a problem getting pregnant, and even new research is showing that men can be taking, you know, prenatal vitamins. And, you know, so maybe your doctor is working with you, working with both of you. What is the first line of defense for fertility?
I think the first line of defense is to really strategize as a couple as what it is that you really want, what it is do you really have the same parenting goals? This really becomes, unfortunately, a battleground for couples who are trying to figure out what they're doing, and it's a very significant issue. And what I talk about is couples don't need therapy. They need strategy. It's a really significant issue between couples. Picking the right doctor, a doctor that you not only feel competent in their abilities, but you emotionally feel connected to, because this is a deeply emotional process, is really a great first step.
Okay, so then when do medications come in?
Well, that's when a medical doctor steps in and gives you an idea of what the protocols are. And, you know, what they also do at that point is give you the idea of what the costs are. And the cost can be pretty through the roof. And so oftentimes that can really create a conflict within a couple as to, you know, who wants to move forward. Desperation is not the best way, you know, necessarily to make a choice. But definitely finding out the particulars of medications, how long this process is going to take, oftentimes what the failure rates are going to be. And, you know, let's talk about something that people don't talk about very much. This is a very graphic, sometimes life and death decision along the course. And so it's really important that the couple understands the medical practicalities, but also the successes and the failures that they might experience in this journey.
Okay, now, you know, listeners want to know, what is it involved? Okay, so we've talked about strategizing and finding the best doctor that you're comfortable with and discussing it with your partner. What are your goals? And realizing that there are risks. Now, tell the listeners what they can expect. You've been through it. Is it painful? You know, okay, so Clomid, whatever, didn't work. Now, the next thing, is there egg retrieval? They want to know really what goes on.
Well, you know, the medical processes are as individual as the problems that the couples are having, both individually and together trying to conceive. You know, in my personal experience, I not only had infertility issues and inability to get pregnant, but we coincidentally found out along the way that my husband was genetically sterile. So there was a significant U-turn in our personal journey that nobody expected, and that sent us on a very different course. I guess what I would say is your medical doctor has the appropriate protocol for what is going on with you individually, and it is really important that you understand individually what your unique issues are with fertility.
Okay, so what you went through and what women around the country are going through. Give them some sort of hope and how you can kind of keep your spirits alive during it, because I know it can be a pretty depressing situation if it doesn't take the first or second. And sometimes insurance will even cover three times, correct?
Oh, yeah. And you know, that's an amazing, you know, my beautiful miracle baby is 11 years old. And as far as fertility and the sciences involved in that, he's almost a dinosaur. You know, I'm so excited today because we have egg freezing available for young ladies. We're finding, you know, women are older and older, you know, when they're deciding to have children. That was not an option for me. Embryo freezing was an option. So, you know, the medical advances that are there are spectacular, amazing, safe, and all the information is there for that. You know, the shots, there's no easy way to say it, they suck. So it's a painful process. It's amazing what you get used to as far as the medications, the lack of privacy you have, even the lack of intimacy that you have between you and your husband. It seems like a very laboratory experience for individuals who are going through infertility, as opposed to a very natural, romantic, private choice between a couple. And it really takes on a whole different life. It's going to be difficult for the couple. And I think as much as they need a medical professional, they need a strategist, someone like me, who helps them, you know, really strategize this journey and make sure they're on the same page and working together. Because, you know, it's a difficult decision, and a lot of couples suffer privately. They don't tell their families, they don't tell their friends. Any baby shower can be a traumatic event. A relative having yet another baby can be a traumatic event. And these are issues best supported medically and psychologically.
Now, if you are doing something such as insemination, tell the listeners out there, you know, they get afraid, you hear on the news and such, and we only have a minute left, Carla, but they hear on the news, you know, oh, well, you've been implanted and 4 or 5 of them are now. Well, actually, we only have about 30 seconds. So go on again with your very best advice for the listeners.
I think the best advice is to get strategy, emotionally, marriage strategy to deal with the stress, because there will be life and death choices. There might be a choice to terminate some embryos, and that is a very, very difficult choice for an infertile couple. Get the psychological support that you need to make it through the journey successfully.
Well, that is really, really good advice. And for the listeners out there, there is hope. There's so many new ways for fertility to be worked on. And as Carla Lundblad said, she is the proud recipient of a wonderful child. And, you know, the hope is definitely out there. So you can know that when these kinds of time comes around, and her best advice was to strategize, to make sure that you are ready, that you've talked with your mate, that you've discussed it with a good doctor, and that you're comfortable with your doctor, because things do change and a baby changes everything. So you're listening to Radio MD. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.